Sam Morrill on the Captain's Log today. What's up, buddy? How are you?
I'm good, man. I'm trying to figure out this thing on my thing. So
yeah, you're going to pop up in a minute. If you hit refresh, you're going to be able to share it down.
Sweet.
So we're in Fort Myers, Florida, guys. We're doing press today. We're leaving 105.5 The Beat. We were just on with The Freak Show. And we're about to hit 103.9 and 96 K-Rock. We're going to have some fun. Did you get to share it?
I'm looking.
You got to scroll down until you see it. And
I don't see it yet.
Keep going till you see it.
Oh, here we go. I see it. Okay, I got
you. See
it.
Yourself.
I see it. Look at me.
You're sharing it. Now, let me see.
Share.
Yeah, there you go. And then share the page, the bottom line.
And now it works?
And then you can post it.
I'll say Naples all weekend.
Naples all weekend. Naples, Florida at Off the Hook Comedy Club. Matter of fact, if you guys go right now to offthehookcomedy.com, use the promo code SAM18. I'm going to give the first 10 people tickets right now. Sam. S-A-M. That's how you spell it. 18.
Easy, man.
Yes.
It's funny. I was telling a friend, I was like, I'm going to Naples. He was like, Italy? And I was like, Florida.
Florida. Exactly.
If I tell you Athens, it means Georgia. I'm not going to Greece.
Did you get it done?
I got it, dude.
Dude, we got it.
I think it's up there.
That's exciting.
I believe so.
So you mentioned something about...
that's it, yeah.
Yeah, so that's good. You mentioned something that really was... I wanted to talk about. At the Comedy Cellar, when people write emails...
Yes.
I get emails all the time about the shows. And you know what I say? Like, all right, so what do they say? And what do you feel like they should write back?
Well, you know, I feel like I used to get worse ones. I feel like I've chilled out a little bit because they always used to book me on The Late Show. So when I was on The Late Show, I feel like I kind of had to take it up a notch just because they were a little drunker. I wanted to get their attention. I wanted to stand out.
Right.
But I've mellowed out a little bit, but they always were on my side. I always remember I was in a whole thing over this offensive joke I told in like 2013, and Esty the booker called me and she's like, we're totally on your side, and I hate these people that they put you through that. So they're very pro comic there. And then I had another one with, you know, the dead baby joke for my special, and the people that are offended, it's usually funny enough,
right,
that like the way they write it is usually like, well, this is like, I'll have a conversation, but they never want to have a conversation. For the most part, it's like, you deserve to never work again. Like, everyone else laughed, but
you want to know something funny? All right, so two things. One is we're talking about when the customers complained to the club about the content that the jokes were under or what was told by the comedian, which we by the way, don't censor any of the comics. You tell your jokes, so it's the funniest show you could possibly give to the masses of the crowd, right?
Like, they're under the impression that the staff or maybe the ownership of the club knows the set going forward. It's like, you guys don't know what we're going to do.
Absolutely not. And I'm like, so my response all the time is, thank you so much for coming. You know, there's always...
That's a very dismissive...
I say that right
You've
away.
You've been great. Thank you for your opinion.
We appreciate your customer support. But the thing is like, you should go on YouTube. You should watch some of the show because you can expect this is a flavor of the...
Exactly.
It's the genre of what you're looking for and what you're going to get at the show live. You don't go to like a horror movie thinking it's a Disney movie, right? You got to go and know what you're doing.
You didn't
like,
read one review?
You go to a hip-hop concert, you know, with your Harley, like you're going to a freaking Metallica, right? You know what you're doing. So, it happens all the time.
I thought Rear Window was going to be about a window.
Yeah, exactly. This stuff happens all the time, and it's like, we don't control what the comics say. We just put on a show that everybody wants to see based on the comedian's style.
Right.
Like, that's what we're promoting. We're not promoting that specific joke. So I don't know why you're, like, yelling at me with this shenanigans. Like, it just doesn't make...
Well, I'm glad they're yelling at you because the alternative is yelling at me. So I'm glad that I made
you
my getaway.
You get him, too?
Yeah, sometimes. It's funny. One night I did this joke, and it was... I had this whole chunk on the Me Too stuff, and I probably could have chosen a better word than stuff, the movement, the whole Me Too movement, and it's a pretty inoffensive chunk, I think. I think I take a pretty liberal, one would even call it woke, take on it, where I'm very pro-women in it, and I think some people just don't like hearing any of that stuff coming out of my mouth. So one night I'm doing a joke about it at the Cellar, and a woman in the crowd just starts crying. I was like, and it doesn't matter how in the right I am. When someone starts crying, everyone's uncomfortable. So that's right hard to bounce out. So I was just like, are you okay? And she goes, you suck. And I'm just like, I asked if you were okay. I'm not trying to start shit with you. I'm trying to have a conversation. So I was like, well, you know, what's going on? And she's like, you can't talk about that. And I'm like, well, I can talk about anything. I'm like, I'm trying to find humor in dark things. That's just kind of what I'm fascinated by as a comic. And I tried to have such a calm conversation with her, but she was drunk and crying. And then her friend starts crying too, and I was like, oh boy. You know it's a bad show when you're like, get me a bachelorette party to replace these people. And they ended up leaving the show, and the comedy staff is laughing because they know that I'm miserable up there, so they think that's funny. You know? So, no, they never don't side with me in that situation, I think. Because, like, as long as you handle it professionally and at least try to be nice, like, that's my thing. Is some comics are like, they won't even hear the crowd out. You shouldn't be interrupting the show, but if you do, I've gotten so much more patient.
Right.
And you have to understand that when someone interrupts a show, as comics, we usually hear it before they do. You know what I mean? Like, when there's noise, we're very sensitive to it, especially if we're trying to work off silences and to get our timing down.
That's right.
So if we hear something or you hear something, we heard it way before you. So it's been annoying us probably for a while. So if you see me being patient with someone later, it's been going on for a while.
Absolutely.
If I address it, it's been going on for a while.
Unless you're Rich Voss, then you just go right after.
then you're like, look at you. Rich Voss and I were on the Impractical Jokers cruise, and after the show, this pack of women came up to us, and one of them goes to me, you are our favorite, right in front of Rich. And Rich goes, oh yeah, well, your two friends are prettier than you. Oh my God. He's 30 plus years of having those in his back pocket.
Absolutely. He's got a whole Calgary of them. You never want to start to go against them. So, you know what's funny is I send like 70,000 emails a week. And this week, out of all weeks, and it's funny, we're talking about people complaining. Out of the clear blue. So one of the credits on the poster is like something Amy Schumer, right? Because you did stuff with Amy Schumer.
Amy produced my special.
Right.
Amy is the best. I love Amy.
Absolutely. So as email goes out, and I get an email back, I would never, ever go see anybody that has anything to do with Amy Schumer. You ought to be disgusted with yourself.
Wow.
I'm like, what? What the heck?
Well, it sounds like we lost out to a really open-minded person.
I go, well, it's not Amy Schumer performing.
Right.
Are you serious? Like, it's Sam Morril. But thank you for the comments. Have a wonderful day. Who takes the time to write that email back?
People are so bored right now. It's like what I was telling you earlier. You know, people will comment. I'll post like 30-second to 1-minute clips on Instagram.
Right.
They're usually topical bits because I don't want to burn stuff I could put in a special usually.
Yeah.
So I've been posting these topical bits, and, you know, I'm not that political as a comic, but occasionally a political bit, with all the stuff Trump is saying and headlines, it could be a slow news week, I'll throw a political bit out there.
Yep.
And I try to make the joke come first, always. I'm not just out there spouting my beliefs. I want it to be funny to both sides, always. But there's some people that it's just you're not gonna break them. So I saw someone be like, shut up and tell jokes, funny man. Like, don't give us your beliefs. And I'm like, hey, this is free. I'll post whatever the fuck I want.
I feel the same way.
Don't tell me what to post.
Yeah, you're coming on my live, my stream, and you're telling me that I'm wasting your time? Dude, I didn't freaking make you do this.
Yeah, it's just like these people have nothing. You're getting free.
So many people.
There's so much entertainment out there right now that if they're not getting exactly what they want for free in that moment, they feel truly ripped off. And and that's insane to me. Go somewhere where you get some other... the funny thing is you can go to some other comic and get other free entertainment. Follow Comedy Central or Netflix or something. You'll get other comedy you like. But to feel like that sense of entitlement and that feeling of being like my time was just wasted. 30 seconds, you'll get it back.
Yeah.
You'll be okay.
Yeah, no, I know. It's funny. So many people download this podcast, and especially after it streams and airs. But people are like, oh, they'll write comments like, and I laugh at the comments. I'll respond, right? But they'll write comments that I'm like, it wasn't directed towards you.
Right.
People think they specifically are.
They feel personally attacked.
Yeah.
And then that's why I kind of love throwing multiple bits that will bother some people into a special or an hour, because you can see one person laughing at a dead baby bit that then won't laugh at like a Jew joke 10 seconds later, and you're like, well, to me it's either all okay or none of it's okay.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This bothers you.
You're
for
right.
personal reasons. So it's fun to expose that, like that type of hypocrisy, I think. You
totally.
Know?
Totally.
This is like comedians in cars talking comment cards, we can call this, you know?
I've been doing this show for 13 years.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, but not in the car the whole time, because it was always like a stop and go. Like, I would start the show, and then I would do it for like 6 months, and then I'd give it up for a couple months. But yeah, I mean, I've had everybody on the show, and now like in the car, it really, it's been taking off for like the past year. It's been doing really well. So, which is fun, except when I have you on. That's tanking.
I'm ruining your show, man.
You're bringing it down. Yeah, that's great. So what are you going to do this weekend, man?
Well, I'm playing your comedy club.
That's good. Yeah, off the hook. You're going to be there.
Off the hook. I'll be there. I don't know. What am I supposed to do in Naples?
What do you do? What do you do for fun? Do you golf?
I'm not a
golfer.
Do
you fish?
I don't fish either. Are those the two things
you
do?
Do you read?
I read, yeah.
You read?
I do, yeah.
What's your favorite book?
Ever?
No, like, what do you read? Do you read now? Like...
I
don't read
books. Screenwriting book.
Ever.
I definitely like fiction. I like detective books a lot.
Really?
Sure, yeah. I like, there's this Florida noir I read recently that's really good. Something called The Deep Blue Goodbye, John McDonald. He's like a boat detective. It was pretty good. Pretty funny.
Wow.
I mean, not funny.
I've never read a novel cover to cover.
Really?
Yeah, never.
You're missing out, man.
Like, I never read a book cover to cover.
What is it? Is your ADD?
Yeah, totally.
I could see you have like a, I wouldn't call you energy manic, but you're definitely like a high energy guy.
Yeah, totally. So yeah. I'll read online all the time. I'll read different like short story kind of things, but books, dude, forget about it.
Like, well, sure, that's good. Short stories are good for you because then you have like an ending in sight. That's
correct.
Good.
I think that's why.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't have to deal with any ADD or nothing.
I have horrible ADD.
You do.
You're very calm
though.
Yeah, I don't know. I've had it for so long that I've just kind of figured it out. It's hard for me to focus.
See, I think I have hyper. It's like hyper attention deficit.
When you pulled up at like 5:55 a.m.
I was fired up, ready to go.
This guy's got energy. Holy cow.
Yeah, I'm always ready to go, man. Always.
Yeah.
And it's funny because my daughter's the same way. My son, he takes a minute to get going, but then he's fired up. But my daughter, she's like a freaking pistol. Boom! She's shot out of a cannon, ready to go.
There's some people that are just that. Like, I have it in spurts, but I mean, you seem like one of those people that you got it. You wake up, there's energy. You go to bed, there's energy.
Dude, I get up literally at 5 o'clock in the morning, and I friggin' am ready to go.
That's
when
Florida,
I go to
man.
Bed, like, at I go to bed like 12, 12:30. I'm like fired up right till the second I cut it. Done. Like, there's no lay down. It's
I have a
weird.
Whole. I took a sleeping pill last night. There's a whole procedure I have to go through
to
wind down.
Do you date? Are you dating?
I went on a date this week with a girl.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So, like, it really takes a special girl to hang with me.
For my energy?
Yeah, because if they're like, really? You freaking slept for 6 hours and now you're right back at it?
Well.
It's really kind of rough. I can't blame them.
I think for a comic, like, we are the worst. I always tell comics, here's a good thing you can do. Ask her a question about her for once. Comics don't do that.
Do you do it?
Yeah,
ask me a question.
Yeah,
ask me
question.
A question you want to know about me.
Are you married?
Divorced.
Twice?
Yeah.
You said divorce and you threw up a peace sign. You threw up your own peace
sign. I'm 0-2, but hey, I had two 10-year runs.
I
have an expiration date, I
two
think.
Two
10-year
runs. Like you're talking about Cheers and Seinfeld. Two 10-year runs.
Episode, season 3 is...
It's the opposite of residuals. You don't get money from it.
Right.
So are you on good terms with both your ex-wives?
Yeah, I mean, my first one's a little different. My second one's more mainstream.
Mainstream?
More normal. But for the kids, you know, we do good.
Do you have two kids with the second one? Or is it
no,
one
two kids with the first one.
Tuesday, Thursday.
Yeah, and okay. We do like half and half, you know, split the time, nice. Which is great. So this is my weekend with the kids, so I'm not going to be hanging at the club all that often. But I'll come by and we'll, you know, we'll do our thing. But
yeah, man, I want to try some of this Captain Brian's.
Oh, I got the
rum.
Yeah,
do you just drink it straight, or do you?
Well, the rum is definitely Coke? It's barrel aged in bourbon barrel. So after Whoa. So it's really smooth, really cool flavor. And
so you drink it straight.
You can. Like right now, people are doing. It's only 2 weeks old. So it's only out 2 weeks. So there's like so many craft bartenders doing all kinds of weird stuff. I'm getting DMs like all these awesome recipes and like these different craft cocktails to make it with it. But people definitely drink it, you know, straight. They could put an ice cube in it and just drink it like that. But we also have a gluten-free, sugar-free, all organic vodka. How about that?
I mean,
bring that back to California, bro.
You found that's a complaint-free booze.
Yeah, no you just drink that and you feel great.
I like the idea that you're at a comedy club and you're like, oh, they make their own. Like I was in Providence last weekend at the Comedy Connection, and I was like, my lips are chapped. And he's like, I got you. He hands me Comedy Connection chapstick. Are you kidding
what,
me?
What, do you laugh so hard you laugh your lips off?
Well, I was like, what? This is insane that you have. You just got it covered.
Yeah, but here's the thing, like. We do have to cover a lot of that stuff. Like, people will ask, probably, like, for weird stuff like that.
Yeah.
So the guy's like, I'm just going to make chapstick. Like, I don't blame him. I've had four times. Now, we've been open, I get maybe 14 years. But four times, people have completely destroyed their shoes.
Yeah.
Like, literally... Their shoes.
All four times, was it Eddie Griffin?
One was, I think.
Yeah.
I think it was an Eddie Griffin show.
I got my ear to the pavement.
Right?
So, you know what's great with this?
So, if I made shoes, like, I would have sold four pairs already.
That's true.
Yeah.
How about the comics that have that in their rider? They're like, I need new shoes. And you're like, yeah, we're not dating. This is a comedy weekend.
Eddie Griffin. Okay, so Eddie Griffin, that's his thing, right? He needs white Air Force Ones, Nikes, every show.
A different pair.
He needs
pair
a new pair.
So that means if he's doing two in one night, you need two different.
No, he'll go for one. He'll go for one pair
that
night.
I think that's very considerate.
Yeah, it's not bad, right? Yeah. So one time, this is a great story. One time, he's like, yo, Cat, let's go to the mall. And I'm like, Eddie, you don't understand. It's September. It was like the end of September. I go, it's back to school season. I literally have been to 20 stores. Nobody has size. I think he's a 10 white.
That's what his agent calls him. He's like, he can't go on stage. I'm sorry.
So nobody has Air Force One white on white Nike size 10. He goes, all right, let's go to the store. So we go to the store. This is the funniest thing. I think they're $69. I've bought so many pairs, it's ridiculous, right? I probably bought 50 pairs of freaking these damn sneakers, right? And he's got them all. So, by the way, he doesn't wear most of them. He takes them back home and gives them away. Like, that's not... His move isn't that he wears a new pair every show. He wears just, one or two pairs throughout the week, and then he gives them away. Okay. So everybody he hangs with must wear a size 10.
It's like kind of like an annoying Robin Hood, in a way.
Kinda.
Yeah.
So Eddie goes to the mall with me, right?
Yeah.
He's like on a huge shopping spree. There's like people getting autographs, and we're like hanging out and having a good time. And he goes, yo, Cat, let's get those shoes right there.
Yeah.
And I look at the shoes, and they were on sale for $42, and the Air Force Ones are $69. Always $69. Classic. They don't drop the price, right? So we get to the counter, and he goes, ah, you thought you were going to get away with that. Throw in a couple socks. Throw in a couple pairs of socks. Get it up to $69. I'm like, Eddie, really? Really, dude? Like, that was bothering you? There was $42. Those were the sneakers you wanted, but you had to spend $70.
Look, man.
I love him for that.
You know, I respect it. I don't know if I do, but it's a pretty funny move.
It was funny, right?
It is, man.
I think he got shoe cleaner, too.
When are you going to get chapstick at your club?
I need chapstick. I got
chapstick.
I have my own salt and peppers, my own bottled waters, merch.
Like special salt?
Yeah.
How about, you know what's
vodka,
funny?
Vodka, rum.
You know what's funny?
I got a gin coming out.
So I went on the date this week, and I kissed the girl, and I just put the chapstick on from the Comedy Connection in Providence, and she was like, oh, my God.
Was she a good kisser?
Yeah, she was.
Oh, good kisser. And she's got a second date coming.
Third date.
Hey!
So then she said, she was like, wow, you taste so good. It's like vanilla. And I take it out, I'm like, Comedy Connection. But it was like, That was great. It was like a shitty ad.
Now I'm getting freaking upstaged by freaking Chapstick. I need to come out with something new, man.
Well, I like weird stuff.
Like ear picks.
But I like that you like, not only do you make rum, but you, like, clearly care about it. That's the thing. It's like, there's some people who just put it out to put it out, but, like, you're talking about bourbon barreled.
Right, exactly.
And
then
you got the vodka, like, look, vodka, I never got that into vodka because it just doesn't, I don't notice it, unless I'm having, like, something good, like Belvedere or Goose, I don't notice the taste that much, you know what I mean?
Right.
But, like, but if you have a good, you know, like, a really good brand, that's kind of cool.
Well, no, it's kicking ass, dude. It's going, okay, so in 3 weeks, I think it's in almost 50 locations.
We got to compete with, like, Ron Jeremy's rum, right? Doesn't he have a rum?
I don't know.
Ron Jeremy, I remember he would just call
on every
show. I
just had Ron Jeremy on my show, man.
He's a character, man.
He really is.
I saw him in the crowd once at a show, and I was on stage. I'm like, is Ron Jeremy asleep in the crowd right now?
Oh, my God. He played the harmonica on the Captain's Log, and while he was playing the harmonica, he fell asleep.
Yeah.
In the middle of my show.
I think that's a bad health sign. If you're not able to stay awake while playing,
imagine. Well, maybe all that blood went to his penis, and he's like, "I can't take it."
He's
it could happen.
I've seen his penis. It's doing a lot of heavy lifting on his body. You know, I remember he did my podcast back in the day, and he was like, just plugging his rum. He was like, "I got rum. I got this," and I was like, he would just talk for like 10 minutes straight. You couldn't get a word in.
I was like,
dude, the only thing longer than your dick are your explanations. This is crazy.
Well, guys, don't forget Sam Morrell, you're going to use the promo code SAM18 on offthehookcomedy.com. Hey, Mike Calta, what's up, buddy?
Hey,
we
Mike.
Just talked about you this morning on the way to radio. We were talking about him.
Love Mike Calta.
We said we loved him.
Yeah.
Thanks for watching, Mike. We appreciate it, buddy. Love the show. Use the promo code SAM18 at offthehookcomedy.com. First 10 people get free tickets. This is the Captain's Log. And we're going to be back tomorrow, guys. Thanks for watching. Tune in. Be good. Later.